Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin. True lies, shenanigans. True lies, shenanigans.
Everyone, welcome to Truth, Lies, Shenanigans, the live streaming podcast, where your favorite hosts bring us the most interesting topics of the week to discuss and ask the question, is this truth, lies, or shenanigans? And of course, we always try to have fun with shenanigans of our own along the way with amazing guests, games, and spirited conversation. My name is Neo Nix, and for today's show and our main topic, we'll be discussing Dave Chappelle's special that has many in the LGBTQ community asking for him to be canceled. In our quickfire, our TLSfans.com topic today is Captain Kirk taking a ride on Jeff Bezos' space penis. Then we'll cover NBA player Kyrie Irving refusing the vaccine and an anti-vaxxer in Canada forced to preach science. As always, we'll end the show with Shenanigans, the game show. And today's game is Password. Don't forget, you can stick around. What's that?
Give me all your passwords.
All your passwords. All right, don't forget, you can stick around for our post-show discussions and our after-show, which streams live exclusively on TLSfans.com Facebook group. But, of course, before we get into our show, I've got to introduce you to our fantastic hosts for the next hour, the professor, journalist, editor, and sports intern mentor at ESPN, Miss Lizzie Enders.
Woo-hoo! What's up, everyone? Happy Sunday, fun day. I hope you guys had a fabulous week. Another busy week for me, but I want to say I woke up this morning smiling. So autumn is here, fall is here, and temperatures haven't been that low here in Washington, D.C., however, I woke up this morning, no AC on for 24 hours, and looked at the thermostat, and it was 69 degrees in my apartment. I was so happy. I was snuggled up in the bed. Yeah. Remy was snuggled up next to me. I was like, hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm happy summer's over.
Hell yeah. So, and I could also smell like my pumpkin candle, the remnants of my roasted pumpkin candle in the back. So it felt like fall. Even though it's probably like 79 degrees outside right now, it felt like fall at 5 o'clock this morning. So
I see your candle burning in the background. Look at that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Our gamer, tech guru, and bona fide rock star with the rock band Fallen Machine coming to you from Sudbury, Ontario, Mr. Rob B. Rock.
What's up? Happy Sunday Funday to everyone. It's been a great weekend. I got yesterday was my sister-in-law's birthday, and we got a surprise visit in the morning from our granddaughter, who hung out with us for a couple of hours, and then we went to visit family, and we got to hang out with our nieces. So I got to spend time with my three favorite little ladies yesterday, and it was just absolutely wonderful. A real treat to spend time
with. Good for you, Rob.
And of course, our beautiful model, actress, college student out of Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Gianni Storm.
Strike a pose, Gianni.
Hey, guys. Happy Sunday fun day. Liz, I'm right on board with you. It's the fall, and I love it. It's my favorite action season of the year. And it feels like Thanksgiving. It feels like Christmas. I just got pumpkins. I'm going to follow in Robbie's footstep and do some pumpkin carving with Sasha. It's going to be good. I can't wait to do that today.
Oh, feed Sasha the chunks. Pumpkin is great for dogs' digestive system.
Oh,
really?
What about cats?
I hope she likes it.
Don't know about cats.
Cats too.
I don't know. My dogs always avoid the pumpkins, so I'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I hope Sasha likes it. She's
all right.
At least get a pumpkin candle. My apartment smells so much like autumn and fall right now. It's ridiculous. I love it.
Awesome. All right, let's jump into it with quick fire. This season, our hosts share a topic, but we only have 3 minutes to discuss and 1 minute for audience comments. So type those comments fast And today, anyone who goes over their time will get shushed for 5 seconds. So let's do it. Let's get into our quick. All right, we're starting with our TLSfans.com topic submitted by Debbie Davis. William Shatner, a.k.a. Captain James T. Kirk from the original Star Trek, became the oldest person to go into space on Wednesday when he boarded Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' penis-shaped rocket for a 10-minute flight. Shatner got a free flight with two other paying customers, rich white men, as well as Audrey Powers, Blue Origin's vice president. My question to you guys, did the PR stunt pay off or did it miss the mark? Let's start with Gianni Storm.
Yeah, the PR stunt definitely paid off. And Bezos is actually a Star Trek fan.
Robbie?
You know what? Captain Kirk in space is a brilliant PR campaign to attract the super rich into the next era of leisure travel. But there's a big cost involved with it. And if we got a few more seconds, I'll talk about it.
Lizzie, what do you think about Jeff Bezos and this penis-shaped rocket?
I mean, what are you going to do? You have, what, $60 billion? What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? I'd go to space, you know? It doesn't bother me at all. It does not bother me at all.
Yeah, I think it paid off, too. But did anyone read the ongoing beef with Mr. Sulu, George Takei, basically calling him fat?
You know what, though? If you read up on their history, Shatner was a real turd with him during the Star Trek days.
He was.
Really acknowledging him on set. So, I mean, it's not like they are good friends.
Oh, they're horrible. They're enemies. They hate each other. Like,
also,
I still thought it was funny.
Body shaming's pushing it, George. Just saying.
I'm surprised by George.
Prince William had some choice words for, you know, the space dick travel as well. He thought that the money could be better spent for more philanthropic endeavors, to which I'm just like, dude, you're part of a fake monarchy. I mean, I love the Windsors, but you get paid to be a part of a fake monarchy. So let's chill.
On top of that, I think if I had the opportunity, I would definitely.
My wife
is against it, but I would definitely. Definitely want to go.
And it's problematic for me because it would be an amazing experience. But the carbon footprint of launching one person into space in one of these rockets is stupid. It's close to 200 to 300 tons of carbon. And in comparison, the annual carbon footprint of that's about the annual footprint of 280 people.
I don't care about all that.
I don't drive, so that's my trade-off. I don't drive.
I'm not emitting any toxins,
you know, into the atmosphere, so I can go to space. That's my
All right, let's get to these comments. Let's see if there's some comments online. All right.
I'm going to grab my placards.
Jacqueline Robinson says, I think this was done out of sentimental reasons because a lot of people are Trekkies. Olivia says, he is fat.
He's in his 80s.
He's 90.
Y'all expect him to be
he's 90.
Okay, oldest there man. You go. Y'all expect him to be svelte at 90? Come on.
That's what I agree with you. All right. Is this truth, lies, or is this shenanigans? Truth and shenanigans, I guess.
Truth and shenanigans.
Mostly,
you give me $60-70 billion and see what I do.
Well, Lady Annie Burrell said, I agree so much more could be done with this useless money spent. Cool experience, but I want to get that one in there. All right, let's get on to our next quick fire topic. All right, this is Rob B.
All right. So this week, a Calgary, Alberta street pastor was fined $23,000 and placed on 18 months of probation after being convicted of contempt for violating Alberta's COVID-19 rules. So Pastor Arthur Pawlowski was charged along with his brother David and Christopher Scott, who's the owner of the Whistle Stop restaurant where Pawlowski preached. As part of the probation, the brothers are required to obey public health orders, stay within Alberta unless receiving approval to leave the province. Express to their followers that their views are contrary to the current health orders and acknowledge that their views are not aligned with the views of the health experts. They've actually been provided a script that they must follow up. If they post anything or if they speak any anti-science, they've got a script that they need to present. So does the punishment fit the crime?
Let's start with Lizzie.
I don't think so, actually. If we want to, like, I don't know what the Constitution is like in Canada, what the free speech laws are like in Canada. But I know if I was spewing out the same type of rhetoric, they wouldn't make me say, okay, you got to do this. Each time you violate this particular order, mm-hmm. you have to do this. And so I understand the intent. I do think these people should be shut down. But as far as what I grew up with in terms of the Constitution and free speech, I don't know if I like this. Yeah, I don't know if I like this.
I'm with Lizzie on this one. Honestly, I think it borders on propaganda. You know, if someone doesn't believe something, they shouldn't be forced to say something they don't believe. You know, social media being privately owned is one thing, and they can self-police their content if they want. But particularly when it comes to government intervention, I believe people should be able to speak what they believe, no matter how much the government disagrees or if it potentially causes death. Because if I wanted to preach freedom and equality, or by any means necessary, I should have the right to convince people to my point of view. And I say, instead of silencing people, you just have to preach louder and better than them. That's what I think. Gianni?
That's a good point. But I still don't change my mind. I think that his punishment does kind of fit the crime, because you got to think about it. What if, like, for example, when Trump was spewing out a whole bunch of things that didn't align with the health officials? So it's like, you, especially this man, he was told twice, I think you said, Rob, told he broke court orders twice. So
it's been an ongoing issue. Yeah.
So I think I think the punishment was right. He's especially if he's becoming influential to people in his what is he, a church? Oh yeah, in his church, especially
he's a street pastor.
But you're right. The script is a little extreme. But I understand it. I understand why. You're just trying to, like, reinforce the fact.
All right, Rappy, I'm going to give you about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
So while I agree that the courts are trying to force a more balanced conversation, that if you're spewing rhetoric, then you need to back it with facts that may counter it. But I'm with Liz and Neo that it gets dangerously Orwellian. It gets very close to the thought police. And that kind of rubs me the wrong way. And we need to be careful about that, because, you know, what's going to stop them from applying it to perhaps a subject that I don't agree with and shutting me down. Although this is a public health crisis and Alberta is essentially our Texas, they're the ones that are fucking it up the worst in Canada. So because of people like this and this kind of misinformation. So I agree that we need to shut these people down, but maybe this isn't the best way to do it. They didn't want to give him too much jail time because they didn't want to martyr him. But you know what? If he's in jail, then unfortunately, that's a federally run institution with a lot of rules about the COVID vaccines where you may not have a choice in the matter.
All right. So I gave you a little more time because there's very few comments on this. Oh, Sherry Blaine Priest says, I agree with Robbie Rock. And then I see some commentary about Remy Cat knocking over Liz's router.
Yeah, that's why. I'm sorry, guys. That's why I was gone for a good 60 seconds. Remy knocked over the router, which, you know, everything got disconnected. And so it was a frozen screen. And I'm sitting here laughing like, will you stop? And he's looking at me like, will you pay attention to me?
There was one more comment that came up. There was one more comment. Jacqueline Robb says, this will be a slippery slope if we aren't careful and we rely on people's discernment and wisdom in cases like this.
Not black people.
Truth, lies, or shenanigans.
Some truth and truth in there.
A little truth, you know.
I don't know.
There's definitely some truth. Truth out of shenanigans.
Oh, Gianni, you got all three. I see Lizzie's got shenanigans. Okay.
Because that street preacher is full of shit, so there is some lies too.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, there are some lies. You know? Yeah, a lot of lies too.
I mean, my ex-boyfriend was full of shit, so, you know.
All right, Lizzie.
What can you do?
Let's get to our third quickfire. You wanted to talk Kyrie Irving.
Woo, Lord. Let's talk about the flat earther of the century. So Kyrie Irving is an NBA player. He currently plays for the Brooklyn Nets. And he has decided steadfastly that he will not take the vaccine. Problem is, in the state of New York, if you are going to participate in any type of indoor activity, entertainment, what have you, you have to be vaccinated, okay? And so his team, the Brooklyn Nets, made a statement this week saying until he gets vaccinated, he will not be allowed to practice with the team or play in any games, preseason games or regular season games. The regular season starts next week on the 19th. So my question to the panel is, are you standing with the unvaccinated flat earther or are you siding with the state of New York and Kyrie Irving? Let's go to Rob first.
I got to stand by the Nets and the state of New York on this one. Kyrie Irving's net worth is $90 million. This man doesn't have to play a game to get paid, and he can make stupid decisions and stupid statements. He's choosing to be unemployed for his beliefs rather than looking out for the well-being of his teammates and their support personnel. And I'm thinking that, you know, he did get called out when he did make his initial statements about the earth being flat, and then he apologized for it. Didn't change his stance. He apologized for saying it out loud. So the man does not have a firm grasp on scientific evidence.
Reality.
So now that he's got some spare time and money to burn, take some aviation lessons. You'll learn instrumentation, and you'll find that the Earth is not flat.
Round. All right.
I say here's the, you know, I'm standing with the NBA and the Brooklyn Nets and what was that? You said New York. But with that being said, you know, he has the right not to take the vaccine. You know, and the NBA, of course, has the right to say, fine, you can't play. Now, I'll reiterate, I'm an advocate for the vaccine because it saves lives. But this vaccine is unlike any other vaccine. It was rightfully rushed through approvals. And the way it works is not like a typical vaccine from the past. So we're not taking the same old vaccine we've taken, like when you get the flu vaccine. So it's reasonable for someone not to want to take the vaccine, but it's also reasonable for him to lose his job because of it for the greater good. You know, you don't want to take, if you don't want to take it, fine. You want to risk death, fine. Don't put me in danger because of your choices. And on top of that, most anti-vaxxers are also anti-maskers anyway. So they just put me in danger doubly.
Can I just jump in here before Gianni talks? Because you said lose his job. He's not about to lose his job. He's about to lose half of his salary for this season, which will be $17 million. So in addition to the 90-plus that Rob just mentioned, he would still be getting $17 million. But go ahead, Gianni.
All right, 20 seconds, Gianni. 20 seconds.
Honestly, I'm team anybody fighting for a cause that they're truly affected from. So I feel like with Kyrie, though, unfortunately, like we've talked about this before, a lot of people feel like him in respect to the vaccine and the mistrust of science in general, which I'm not necessarily like on their side about, but I understand it, of course. When it comes to Kyrie, though, that's tough because I feel like I'm on his side, but I do feel like he has a lot of influence. So if he is saying something that is negative or anything, obviously, just like Nicki Minaj, people are going to listen to him. But at the same time, we're in an age where people are not as dumb anymore. Like there's definitely a lot of fake news. There's definitely a lot of propaganda, but people are starting to use their own mind. And I feel like when he is going against this mandate, or is it mandated to take the vaccine?
Mm-hmm, mandate.
When he's going against this, when he's going against this, it kind of is showing people to question authority, which we've always done, but in a different way. So I don't know. I'm biased, as always.
Okay.
I'm biased on this matter.
So Jacqueline Robinson says, I think corporate media needs to stop amplifying every dumbass and asinine statement idiots make. New York City has a very clear mandate in place. Also, I think some folks need to stop trying to equate him with Muhammad Ali, which is offensive on so many levels. Lizzie, I see you said, do not trust flat earthers. Ephraim Haile Selassie says, I support the state of New York's stand. Lady Annie Burrill says, when a virus closes the whole world, I stand with the state. Agree with the flight lessons. Saima Fatima, get vaccinated. Bigger than one person.
So all right. Let me just finish up with this, because we're going to carry this conversation into the after show. But for those of you who are not sports fans, who are not familiar with Kyrie, he's a problem child even outside of this.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about that more on the after show.
Check the after show, tlsfans.com, to hear more. All right, is this truth, lies, or shenanigans?
Ooh, bullshit. I keep forgetting to do my bullshit. But this is truth and shenanigans.
It's truth and shenanigans for me also.
What are you saying, Gianni?
Truth and lies.
Got shenanigans. All right. That was fun. Fun quick fire discussions.
It was quick. It was quick.
That was.
It felt quick. It's been a little while. It felt quick. All right. For today's sponsor for Quickfire is I Am God's Own. The brand IAGO provides faith-based apparel and accessories with something to offer for everyone of all ages. Visit them on Facebook at IAGO Brand LLC or use the link in the description. All right, now let's get a little deeper into our headlines. Gianni wanted to talk about Dave Chappelle and his most recent Netflix special, which has been getting a lot of criticism from the LGBTQ community, as well as praise from comedians. So let's get into it, and we'll bring in our guest host.
Truth, lies, shenanigans.
We're going to bring our newest guest host, Ellen Dahl, who is gay and an aspiring comedian.
Hi, Ellen.
Welcome back, Ellen.
Hello.
I don't even feel like she's a guest host. Like, she's one of us. She's one of us. So, you know, kind of
a guest host.
Guest host with an asterisk.
With an asterisk. So, yeah. She's part of the team. She's part of the team.
She's staff. She's staff. She's fam. She's fam.
She is fam. All right, Gianni, tell us what's going on.
Okay, guys. So the comedian Dave Chappelle loves making people mad. Throughout his career, he's delighted in delivering jokes that offend or tell uncomfortable truths. So in his latest special for Netflix, The Closer, this is no different. During his special, he explores at length his strained relationship with the LGBTQ community, clarifying some off-color jokes that he's told over the years. The special that arrived on October 5th has resulted in plenty of backlash from the LGBTQ community and trans activists. So, with many social media pressuring Netflix to actually take down the special, Netflix responds in defense to Dave Chappelle, vowing to leave it up no matter how much criticism the company receives. So, guys, my question is, do you think Dave Chappelle should cancel?
You said, do you believe what? Say it again. I couldn't hear you. What was the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. My question is, do you think Dave Chappelle should be canceled?
Should be canceled. All right, Ellen, what do you think? Did you see it?
Okay. Yes. I actually watched it twice. Not because I enjoyed it, but because there was a lot and I haven't seen a stand-up special like that in a really long time. So I'm gay, but I'm also a huge fan of stand-up comedy, and that often comes into harsh conflict. But this was not hard to parse through. First and foremost, it was unfunny. It was, before I talk about how it was actually, I feel, harmful to trans people, something that's funny about jokes is context. And perhaps it was funny 20 years ago, 30 years ago to make fun of gay people or trans people or whatever, because that's what, I don't know, I guess it was funny. But given the current context, it just doesn't, the jokes just fall flat. Like, if you make a gay AIDS joke, how many times has that been played out? And it's frustrating because it's lazy, and he's a brilliant comedian and he doesn't need to be lazy. So it's like, where is this coming from? And it comes from this weird vendetta he has with trans people. And he gives this long anecdote about how he loved this trans person, this trans comedian named Daphne, and he adored her. And he's somehow unable to connect his love for her with perpetuating harmful jokes about the trans community. So it was.
You thought it was offensive.
I thought it was offensive. I've heard funny gay jokes before. My ear does not turn off as soon as there's a gay joke, because nuanced gay jokes can be really funny. He makes a lot of nuanced jokes about race that I think are funny. I like the way he talks about white gay people, but he also, when he talks about gay people being white, he oftentimes excludes the fact that gay people of color, queer people of color, share these opinions that Dave Chappelle is unfunny in a lot of these regards. So
So do you think he is transphobic and does not like gay trans people?
Well, I think that he can be, I think he's transphobic. But I think that he, I don't think he meets a trans person and immediately dislikes them. Because that's kind of not how those, that's not how bigotry works. You look at groups of people, like someone who is verifiably racist can have Black friends because it doesn't have anything to do with individual relationships. So he's not able to, so he's, I think he's transphobic. But I don't think he would be hateful to an individual. He just has this vendetta for this community, and he's obsessed with being canceled. And I think, yeah, I don't know. Okay. I want to hear what you guys have to say.
I see Lizzie. Lizzie's been pretty animated. Let me go to Lizzie.
Yeah.
Lizzie, I think you're muted or something.
You're muted.
All right.
Yes, I am. Because I was coughing. Sorry again. You know, struggling for Lizzie today. One, I want to like hug Ellen right now for admitting or acknowledging or sharing that she didn't think this was funny. I've been saying this ever since it came out, and the Black community tends to rally around a lot of Black comedians or entertainers. And when they do something, we're supposed to support them and acknowledge that we liked it. No, I didn't like it. I didn't think this was funny. I didn't think the last, you know, comedy special that he did for Netflix, I believe it was called Sticks and Stones, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was funny. So I appreciate you saying, you know, that you didn't find it funny. You're allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say that. But people are also allowed to say, I love it. I think it's funny or whatever. That's what happens in democracy. The problem that I have with this whole backlash, with this, everyone being outraged about this faux backlash, if you will, is that criticism does not equal cancellation. Dave Chappelle did a comedy special on a very public platform, getting paid millions of dollars by Netflix to give us some comedy. Comedy, his whole shtick is, okay, I'm going to court controversy. And so if that's your spiel, you know that not everyone's going to like what you said. Mm-hmm. You are creating jokes that you know are going to be offensive. And people have a right to be offended. People have a right to say, I don't like this. And the question at the top of, you know, this segment was about whether we think he should be canceled or whatever. Dave Chappelle keeps bringing up cancellation. That's something that he talks about. And then people pick up on that and run with it. He has not been canceled. He has not lost any endorsements. He has not lost any shows. The Closer is still either number, this morning it was number 4 on Netflix. I don't know where it is right now because you came out yesterday. So that took the number 1 spot above Squid Games. But it's still a very popular show that people are talking about. He had a sold out show this week at the Holiday Bowl for his upcoming documentary, to which he got like a 25-30 second standing ovation from the audience and said, if this is what cancel culture feels like, then I love it. So he's getting money, people. Don't fall for the bullshit. He is getting money off of this. And he's the one that always talks about cancel culture, how he's being singled out for certain things. For his comedy show a couple of years ago, Sticks and Stones, what did he talk about? He talked about the audience. He talked about cancel culture. He talked about the transgender community. And he talked about Kevin Hart. For The Closer, what did he talk about? The audience, cancel culture, and the transgender community. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over. And this is how he is remaining relevant and staying a part of our conversation, even though his shit ain't funny.
All right. I want to jump in here before I give it to you, Robbie and Gianni. So I feel like he was not trying to be, I don't think it was a vendetta, but I think he was angry, and I think he was trying to make a point. And I think with the last three, they weren't funny. They weren't his best comedic performances. They just weren't. But I don't think he was intending to be funny. I think he was really trying to make a point. And it was a matter of trying to listen in to what his point was, because I was talking to Rob B prior to the show, and I was saying, you know, I had to watch it twice. Because the first time I just watched it, I was looking for something funny, and it wasn't funny. It was just like really, really deep. There were some funny, I thought there were some funny jokes in there, but I felt like he was really trying to make a point. So I listened the second time around for the point. And I think his point was he was angry. He was angry at the meanness that people have been doing. It's just there's a lot of meanness. And I think he was angry with the cancel culture in general. That's why he brings it up a lot, because he's angry about cancel culture, especially for comedians who, and I know you don't like comedians, Liz, but the purpose of comedy is to, you know, oftentimes you say offensive things to make people laugh. And that's always been the way it is. And we can change. I mean, culture can change over time, but that's been what he does. So if comedians like Kevin Hart and others have said things in the past and they can be more diligent now to saying the right, better things, that's fine. But I think he was really just trying to make a point that this cancel culture thing is not a positive. It doesn't accomplish the goal. Lizzie, you had your hand up. I know you wanted to respond to me.
So, yeah, very quickly before you kick it to Rob and Gianni, I honestly, I'm just like, okay, you have a right to feel how you feel. However, you are the one that's putting this information out there. You are the one who is consistently courting controversy, knowing that you are going to offend people, and they have a right to be offended. And again, he has not been canceled. There's nothing about Dave Chappelle that's been canceled. But this is how I look at it.
It's the attempts to cancel him.
There are calls for cancel. They're calling for cancellation.
They're still, and he talked about canceling other people as well. It wasn't just about him. I don't think it was about him specifically being canceled. I think it was talking about cancel culture.
But the culture within itself has a right to say, I don't like this. I think we should do something about, think we should stand up. So let me just give you a very quick story. So
I agree with that.
I have a friend over the summer, one of my dearest, dearest friends, young Black woman. We were hanging out over the summer, and she has a friend who's a white male, right? A white male who's been around a lot of Black people, lived in D.C. for a little while. So he feels comfortable making jokes, talking shit about Black people, right? And so he was talking, we were hanging out. She's talking to him on the phone, and he, you know, to her, is making jokes not only about Black people, but about Black women, about the ghetto, about D.C., all of these things. And so she's repeating some of that to me, which, you know me, I don't find that shit funny at all. Now, I've never met this young man in my life. I didn't want to, you know, get into a back and forth with him because I didn't think he deserved my time. But I said to her, you tell him, because he attempted to apologize when she told him that my face like went to a whole different place. You know, I'm like this the whole time. And he attempted to apologize. And I said to her, you tell him Black people are sick of being the butt of white people's jokes. And I think that's where the LGBT community is right now. They're sick of people making fun of them. They're sick of people using them as a landing point to launch their careers or to get some shine or to get some attention or whatever. I think that's where the community is right now. And they have a right to say that. Mm-hmm. Sure. They have a right to say that. I may not agree with, you know, all of their gripes or whatever, but I respect it.
Right.
And that's so, good. You know, anytime somebody's coming up to me thinking, okay, I know her, she's Black, I'm white, I'm Asian, whatever, I can say whatever. I'm like, no, you can't.
All right, let's let Robbie and Gianni into the conversation. Robbie?
Mm-hmm. I found it funny. I think that Dave Chappelle is a master at his craft. He is a gifted storyteller. And quite oftentimes, the story that he isn't telling, the story that he's currently telling, isn't what you should be focusing on. It's the subtext of the story that he's telling.
He uses sarcasm a lot. That's offensive.
My God.
But it's the you have to know when he's using, you have to realize when he's using the sarcasm and how he's using it.
Does he talk about divisive or challenging subjects? Absolutely. Is he going to piss people off? Absolutely. I really appreciate your thoughts on it, Ellen, because I was very curious. Just
was too.
You know, you've got a foot in two tribes, so to speak, to quote his word, right? But I dove into Dave Chappelle a little bit more and just listened to some interviews. And this is a man who observes, who grows, who learns, who loves being challenged by this type of commentary from the audience because it provides him that opportunity to grow and to learn. So props to him for that. I didn't maybe I'm wearing a lens of privilege, but I didn't hear any attacks. And I was looking for it because I know that there's a segment of the population, and not all of the LGBTQ camp is saying, hey, cancel Dave. There are people out there who are loving his shit.
Of course, absolutely.
The things that sounded like attacks. Honestly, the things that were sounding like attacks, that may have sounded like attacks to people, weren't actually attacks. They were making fun of the fact that people assumed that they were attacked.
But you can't say that because you're not a part of the community. You're not a part of the community.
It's relatable. He shares human stories, and he exposes the dichotomy of values. When he's talking about cancel culture, when he's talking about, DaBaby coming out, and, this is someone who gunned somebody down in a Walmart because he alleged that he was being attacked, that he was being robbed. He gunned down a 19-year-old in North Carolina, and then goes on stage and says some really heinous shit about the LGBT community.
But he gets repercussions for...
I liked that point.
He gets repercussions for killing, for making an attack on LGBTQ, but not killing somebody.
But goddamn, right? You gun somebody down in a Walmart and you get off on a technicality because a key witness didn't show up. All right. And you say something that people, you say mean things about a group or demographic and people are all over your shit. And maybe with right, but I didn't hear anything malicious in what he was saying. And I didn't really get the feeling that the LGBT community was the butt end of a joke. It seemed more like a conversation that he was trying to have with the demographic. He opens with it and then, finishes off with, I'm done. I'm done telling these jokes. I just wanted to clear the... You know what?
I think he is. I want to read a quote.
This was a conversation to clear the air and saying, okay, now, I'm done with this shit.
I want to read a quote real quick from the comedy. So he says, close to the beginning, you guys are confusing emotions. You think I hate gay people. What you're really seeing is I'm jealous of gay people. Mm-hmm. We blacks look at the gay community and say, God damn it. Look how well that movement is going. we've been trapped in this predicament for hundreds of years. How the fuck are you guys making that kind of progress? He goes on to reference how gays still have the ability to fall back on the advantages of white privilege, saying some gay people are minorities until they need to be white again. So, he's speaking to the discrepancies of, being black versus being gay. I think he was angry. I think he made some really strong points. And I think it was clear that he was directing it towards specific community, but I do want to get Gianni back. Gianni.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Liz was about to say
something. No.
Oh. Gianni?
I mean, I feel like for the most part, everything you guys said was kind of what I was touching on and what I was thinking about. But I will say this: when it comes to, I know Ellen said she was offended in some way by what Dave Chappelle said, and I can understand
only in some ways, not by the entire thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, and because I know Rob and Neo were saying that he didn't have the intent to be offend anybody or malicious or any of that. But even though that's the case, he can still offend people. Like this, mm-hmm. still mm-hmm. people can take that as offensive.
Yep.
What I will say is, I think, like Neo said, that Dave wasn't intending to be funny in this episode. He's just naturally has an asshole type of sarcastic, funny character. So it may come across that he's being funny, but I don't think he was funny. I think this was definitely just a conversation, like Rob said, just to talk about people. And finally, I think that Dave Chappelle shouldn't be able to answer my own. I don't think he should be.
I'm sorry, you're trailing off. Say that again.
I said I don't think Dave Chappelle should be canceled, and I don't think he would.
Okay. Yeah. Let me read before we comment. Let me get some of these comments online, and then we'll continue the conversation real quick. Jacqueline Robbins says, I watched it twice and I was trying to figure out the punchline because it's all so redundant and tired. Netflix is not going to cancel him because he makes a lot of money for them. He's an equal opportunity insulter, jokes against women, blacks, Asians, whites, and LGBTQ. Michelle Earls says, you can't cancel a dude that canceled us over a decade ago. I enjoyed the special, but I respect the criticism.
There you go.
Lady Annie Morales says, no one should be the butt of the joke. We need to evolve. Salai Nakarati says, well summed up, Rob. All right. Okay, Ellen, you were going to say something? We've got about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I want to clarify what I mean by offended, because I don't mean that I watched that certain specific jokes, because, by the way, it was offensive on a rolling basis. Like, they were in the sense that there are some things that I was like, oh, this was acceptable. Like, you said something about, like, older gays being called glory hole gays. I thought that was so funny. And so he said something about, like, aborting. He was like, we aborted the baby. And I thought, I was like, I can't believe I haven't seen someone make that connection before. But by offended, I mean, and I'm not even going to say that word. I'm not going to say that I was offended, because I wasn't personally hurt by at least he made specific lesbian jokes about lesbians who look like me. And I wasn't specifically offended. I was just like, I mean, it just wasn't that funny. I wanted to laugh. I love comedy. But
yeah, he wasn't. It doesn't feel like he was trying to be funny at all, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I mean by offensive, and I think what a lot of people mean, is that if everyone were to perpetuate that joke and everyone were to think that it was okay and funny and appropriate in all situations, it would be harmful to that community. Like, a lot of trans people were really frustrated because they were like, our community, people are literally dying of suicide all the time. And this woman, Daphne, killed herself, and he wasn't able to connect that his one example of a trans person in his life ended up dying by suicide. Like, that should tell him something about the community and about the community being vulnerable. So I think also it makes more of a...
But the point we're missing, though, is his point was... It was that it was the LGBTQ community that pushed them to the suicide.
See, I think that's...
We don't know that.
That was maybe an assumption on his part, but that was what he said.
We don't know that. We don't know type of mental issues that this person had before they attempted suicide. And in Dave Chappelle's offense, in his defense, he didn't really... he kind of blurred the lines between accusing the LGBT community and then saying, you know what, maybe there was something else going on. But you can't just come out and say, okay, because this person, you know, caught some flack and then subsequently killed themselves, that was the cause. There are transgender who are suicidal, who are killing themselves every day in this country.
Well,
his point was clear. Yeah. 6 days of hate via Twitter didn't help the situation. And that none of us can disagree with it.
It may not have helped, but you can't say that that was the exact cause.
But you can extrapolate pretty easily that could have significantly affected a human being. You can extrapolate that.
You can't say
that this equals that.
No, certainly you can't say anything.
But that's what people who are defending him are saying. And in addition to that, you know, the point that Ellen was making about being offended, you can be offended by something and not say cancel. Mm-hmm. Everyone is offended by something.
Yeah.
And so that's my issue with this.
I'll admit he was offensive, but I think he was intentionally offensive, and that was part of his point.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, so then be intentionally offensive and then accept the criticism that you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I just think people overlooked what he was trying to get across through his offensive conversation. He was being sarcastically offensive.
But it's
he was
not,
doing it intentionally
it's not their fault
to make a point.
It's not their fault that his delivery was poor. Like,
I mean, to them, he delivered it well to me.
Subjective.
I got it.
All of us, we're all interpreting it.
I got it.
It's all subjective. It's all subjective.
I got it.
We're all interpreting it differently. And again, you're not a part of that community.
I'm not saying that. I understand why it could be. I get it. Why it would be offensive.
To put all of this out there and then to come back and be like, see, look at what the fuck they are doing to me. I think that's not genuine. At all.
I honestly think he was a martyr. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he's so worried about cancel culture. No, what I'm saying is I don't think he's worried about being canceled. I think that's what it's about. That's why he felt like he could be the spokesperson against cancel culture. I honestly don't think he was worried about being canceled.
But he keeps saying that he's being canceled. That's the
but he's not. That's not his point, though. His point is the culture itself. He's okay.
I'm not talking.
He's like, go ahead, cancel me if you want. Try. That's what he's saying.
I'm not talking about in the show, in the episode. I'm talking about all of the conversations surrounding it, suggesting it, feeding into the cancel culture.
No, he was doing it for what he called his people, but, comedians,
but then, his people. His tribe.
That's what he said at the end.
But then he's adding on to
it. Not punching down on my people was how he ended his show.
But he's adding on to it and making money from it. And
I don't think he's worried about whether or not he makes money. I don't think he cares if he gets canceled.
What he's worried about. I'm talking about the reality of the situation.
He's doing it for what he calls his people.
That's and for the money. And for the money.
He already got the money.
So wait, are you saying
whether he did a really good episode, if he did a terrible special, if he did a great special, he was getting paid either way.
So Liz, are you saying that Dave Chappelle
we got 1 minute
is like kind of being, do you think that Dave Chappelle is kind of like making a mockery out of cancel culture? What are you kind of saying about, like, what is that link that you have between cancel culture?
I think that
and
he is courting. I think he's courting cancel culture. Yep. I think he is out there, you know, using cancel culture to his advantage.
Yes.
I think that he is, you know, even Neo said, you know, he's not worried about it. But he keeps telling people that he's worried about it.
Because he doesn't like the cancel culture.
And then the response, you know, from people who are just like, oh, he's being canceled. People can't say this. People can't say that. Shame on you. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I just like Dave Chappelle can get paid millions of dollars for Netflix from Netflix and say XYZ. I can get paid nothing and respond to what he said in that special.
All right.
That's my issue. Everyone who's just like, you know, he has a right to say, well, so does the LGBTQ community.
They have
a right to say what they want to say, too.
All right, we got to shut it down. So truth, lies, shenanigans. It's truth, lies, or shenanigans. I'm going with a big old truth.
Hated it.
She's hated it.
Not funny. not funny.
I'm going to say truth for what he said about white people. But shenanigans.
Oh, you about to get canceled.
I liked the white
girl.
Joke.
You about to get canceled. You about to get canceled.
I liked the white joke.
I love the white guy name jokes. Ellen. Clifford. I love the Clifford jokes. That was a funny line.
I didn't, you know, I had trouble catching on. I didn't really like the Clifford.
I feel like I do agree with Ellen when it comes to Dave's saying things about
we're gonna
like,
have to finish it up in the after
like,
show. Let's bring it up in the after show. Bring it up in the after show. All right.
Yeah.
So this segment was brought to you by Kalbana. The mom life can be cool too. Check out Kalbana, the awesome shop that offers clothing, accessories, and basic everyday essentials for the everyday mom. Visit Kalbana.com. That's KALBANNA.com. All right, thanks. Thanks for the shenanigans, guys. That was a great
shenanigans.
That was a great conversation. Now it's time to get into our game show.
Cancel me, y'all. Cancel me.
Cancel me. Cancel Lizzie. All right, today's game is a classic called Password. All right, the way it works is we'll go around the horn, Lizzie, Robby, Gianni, and you'll each give clues to Ellen for the password. And Ellen will be our
one-word clues.
The rule is one.
Let me just clarify. So I give a clue. Ellen tries to guess. She does not. Then Rob gives a clue.
No.
And so on and so forth.
So you continuously give the clue until she gets
For
15 seconds.
Okay.
For 15 seconds. Okay. 15 seconds.
Gotcha.
And you get a point if she finally gets it.
Gotcha. Sounds
all right,
good.
So we are going to put Ellen into our music room. All right. So, Lizzie, your word, the password is...
Let me get ready, y'all.
The password is topless. Are you ready? Topless. All right. We're bringing Ellen back. And
how long is that word?
You have 15 seconds. Ready?
Okay.
Go. Go.
No.
Stop. Shirt.
What? Yes.
Boobs
open. No.
Cleavage?
Boobs open.
No. Did not get it. Did not get it. Those are tough clues.
Stop. I mean, I could have flashed you, Ellen. I could have flashed you. Ellen, but, you know.
The password was topless.
Topless. Shirt. Boobs. Boobs.
I thought you said stop, and that really threw me off. Wait. Did you? You said top. No. You can't say top if the word is topless.
Oh, that's right. I should have buzzed you on that. You can't say a word or part of the word. Good catch. All right.
My bad, Ellen.
All right. That's all right. She doesn't get a point anyway. All right, Robbie, you ready? All right, we're putting her in this. All right, they're ready. All right. Your password is fungus. All right.
I have a great one for this.
All right. Are we ready? Let's go. All right.
Mushroom. Mold.
Fungi.
We'll go with that. We'll get it. Is that fungi? It's just singular. A plural version of the word. That's the word. Good job.
It's singular versus plural. Oh, wait. Ellipsis versus ellipses. So, yeah, we have a problem. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Someone's picking on my ellipses. All right, Robbie, you got it. All right, Gianni, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, going into the green room. All right. Gianni Storm, your password is faith. All right, you ready?
What is it?
Hold on now. Faith.
That is
okay.
Wait, did you hear that, Ellen? Did you hear the password?
No, but that was really funny for the music to just cut back on.
Faith. Are you ready? You got it? Faith.
Yeah, I got it.
I can't hear you. Good. Music's back on.
All right.
Oh, that was supposed to happen.
All right, Johnny, you ready? Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, let's go. 15 seconds.
Okay, so belief. Wait, one a word. Lot of letter, Christians letter, are supposed letter, to have this.
Guess. Yeah, that's a lot of words.
That was a sentence. A lot of Christians are supposed to have this.
One word clue. You got to say one word, letter guess. One word, letter guess.
I'm sorry. I thought it was like charades. Like you just. Sorry.
Charades, all right. You still can't talk. It's still acting out.
The word is faith. Yeah. Your password was faith. All right. Lizzie, you're up. We got one more round. All right.
Wait, so I can't get points? You guys okay.
You don't get to win.
You're a guinea pig.
All right, Lizzie.
Come on, Ellen.
Your password is tasty. All right. 15 seconds starting now.
Alphabet, letter.
One word. H, letter guess.
Word. Word. Word.
Rush. Quick.
Yes. Letter guess.
H.
H. It's one word. Letter guess. One word. Letter guess.
I said alphabet. Letter.
Yeah, but you got to wait for her to guess.
She's gonna get it from one word.
Yeah.
It was hasty. Hasty.
Wait, why
alphabet?
Like with a T.
Alphabet H.
Okay. It was the word. The password was tasty, but I'll give you another go because you had the wrong word. I'm gonna give you
tasty. Like
I'm gonna give you God. One. Okay, we're going.
Like tasty. Tasty.
All right, I'll give you another word. I'll give you another word. All right, I'm gonna give you another chance.
Oh my
Lizzie.
God!
I'll give you another chance.
See, he cheating. Neil, he's
cheating. All right, I'm gonna give you another chance. All right.
How Tommy cheated for me?
Your password is spiritual. Spiritual. You got it.
Neo.
Yeah, 15 seconds, Lizzie. Let's go.
Church. Religion.
Wait, let her guess.
Oh, steeple. Sorry. Wait, I don't know why I said okay, steeple. Service. Christianity. What'd Emotion. You say? Mass? Emotion.
X as in Sam.
I don't know.
Emotion.
I have no idea. Your clues are Intra. So crazy.
I think it's the one word thing. So I said emotion, S, faith.
Spirit.
The word is spiritual.
All right, let's see. Oh, yes, your password was spiritual. All right, we got two more. All right, Robbie Rock. This actually could be for the win. Ready?
All right,
when you're in the green room, your password is testicle.
Oh, come on. No.
That's the perfect clue.
I'll change it up. All right. Your password. Your password is trouble. Okay. All right, here we go. We had to switch it up, Ellen. Sorry. Are you ready? All right. Yeah. 15 seconds. Let's go.
Danger.
Caution.
Conflict.
Problem. Hazard.
Emotional.
Chaos.
So close.
Taylor Swift song.
This is really hard.
Double.
This is the hardest thing I've ever done by the way.
It's that one word clue.
It's the one word clue.
Double.
All right, you ready?
It's a game. Gianni, with the plastic
this is your chance to catch up, Gianni. You got to do it just like Robbie. Robbie did it perfectly. You ready?
Did you tell her the word?
Trouble. The password was trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? All right. We put it in a green room. Gianni, your password is listen. Listen. Are you ready?
Easy.
Silence. And you have 15 seconds. Let's go.
Rats.
Ear.
Rodent.
What?
Go,
you said rat.
Hold on.
Ear?
Lizzie messed it all up.
Oh,
Gianni, keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
wait. So should I start again?
Yeah, yes. I'll give you another 15 seconds. Start over. Start over.
I'm
go
so
ahead.
Sorry.
Same password. Go ahead. You ready? We're starting over.
I was so sorry.
All right, ready? Go.
Hearing,
audio, sound,
ear,
listen.
Yes. All right. That is correct. All right, this is the last one. This is the last one. So we got it because now we have a tie between Rob B and Gianni Storm. So,
you said rat.
All right. Good clues. Good clues.
Off, and I did. She's like, what?
I said rodents.
What?
Oh my God.
All right. So, Rob B.
You're cheating.
All right, Rob B. This is going to be the last round. I'm just going to pick a winner after this. The winner might just have to be Ellen. If it's a tie, it's going to be
marbles.
Ellen. Are you ready? I'm going to put it in the green room. Okay. Your password is transgender. All right. Ready? One word clues. All right.
Cross dress.
Transition.
Gender.
Wait. Part of the word.
Oh, because I said gender. Damn it.
All right, Gianni.
Rob,
what was it?
Rob, you should have said
transgender.
Chappelle.
I know. I should have said Chappelle.
All right. Yeah. This is a chance for the win, Gianni. If you don't get it, Ellen wins. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Silence. All right. Gianni, your password is music. Ready?
Yes.
Got it? All right. Ellen's back. Got 15 seconds starting now. Go.
Song.
Music.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Oh, that was quick.
Oh, Gianni. Once Gianni got
Gianni
a groove, she
clues.
Got it.
But also, you go Ellen.
Clues.
That was very good.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen, you know what? We're going to give you the win anyway. Sorry, Gianni. We're going to give you the final thought for the show.
Wow.
Because you pulled it off. All right, so hang out for a little bit. We're going to get some shout outs in. Good job.
You didn't.
All right, let's get some shout-outs in. All right, Gianni, shout-outs?
I actually wanted to give a shout-out to the Kenyan runner. Her name is Agnes Tyrop, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, who was murdered. She's 25 or 26 years old, like my age, so I just wanted to shout her out. And
awesome. Robbie?
I wanted to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, Nick. Very happy birthday. It was amazing seeing you and celebrating your birthday with you. Lots of love. Lots of love.
All right, Lizzie, shout out.
Oh, goodness. I want to give a shout out to my alma mater, the University of Colorado. We lost 4 in a row, but we beat. We shut out Arizona yesterday, 34-0, so I appreciate the effort. So shout out to the CU Buffaloes.
Woo-hoo! All right, and my shout out goes to all the supporters of Posh Cycling and Fitness in College Park. As my wife is finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, it's because of so many of her supporters. The members and College Park community have been trying really, really hard to keep the studio open through the pandemic, so visit www.posh.fit.
Get rid of that COVID weight, y'all.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is the Real Housewives contributed something positive.
No, actually, not as much as we expected, actually. But no, it's just her. She's been really committed to getting it back on track, and she's done a really good job with the people. All right, Ellen, shout outs.
Yeah, I'm going to say shout out to all the people in the thick of the semester right now. I know I am. Things are absolutely crazy right now. Every post on the UMD subreddit is like, I'm done. I can't do anything anymore. So people who make throwaway accounts to post about how poorly they're doing in school, shout out to those people.
All right. And our final shout out goes to the winner of our pet shenanigans of the week. This week, it's our own Jose with pictures of her niece, 12-week-old black lab Fenway, belonging to Nicole Hot Murphy.
Fenway is an incredible puppy. That dog has so much potential. I've never come across a dog with that demeanor at such a young age. That dog's going to be incredible.
All right. To see these photos and all of the pets, go to or post your own pet photos or videos. Go to TLS Pet Shenanigans Facebook group, mypetshenanigans.com. The photo with the most likes and comments gets a TLS shout out each and every week. That is officially all of the time we have for today's show. I'd like to thank all of you guys for joining us. We hope that you learned something, gained a new perspective, or even got some things off your chest. We will be back live streaming the show next Sunday, October 24th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific.
2 weeks to Halloween! 2 weeks to Halloween!
Next week, we'll have special guest veterinarian Robin Johnson. And she'll be answering your burning questions about your pets. Don't forget, the audio version of the podcast is available every Monday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, the party is not over. We are going to continue to keep the cameras rolling for our after show exclusively on the TLSFans.com Facebook group. And our winner for the final thought of the day is Miss Ellen Dahl. So, Ellen, close us out.
Take it home, Ellen.
Final thought of the day. Oh, man. Enjoy, if you're in a place that has weather that you experience seasons during, enjoy fall now because it doesn't last for very long. It's going to be 32 days before you know it. So flourish in this weather while you can.
All right. I'd like to thank you, Lizzie, Gianni, Robbie, Ellen, and our people behind the scene, Nesmi, Jose, and Olivia. But most importantly, I want to thank you for watching and listening to our shenanigans each and every week. And we will see you guys next week.